Our scripture this morning is from Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. That's a little heavy passage, but we're going to break it down today. But I want to start, actually, by telling you something King David said in Psalm 8. He wrote these words, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them." The truth is, not only is God mindful of us, but he is crazy in love with us. All of us. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the people of this world, that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." Let's back up a bit and remind ourselves why God sent his son. We know in Genesis 1:27, God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. And 1 John 4:8 says that God is love. And since we are made in God's image and God is love, it means that we were created to be love. And when sin entered creation through the choice of Adam, God's creation was corrupted. And man became selfish. And they changed from being love to needing love. And from there, mankind has been on a quest to find love. Unfortunately, as the song says, they have looked for love in all the wrong places. But God, in his faithfulness to his creation, poured out his love on mankind to bring them back into relationship. That love was in the form of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment that sin required, and to set God's people free, free from death, and free to receive God's unconditional love. The passage I read this morning was written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus, and he's writing to those Christians reminding them of what it means to be a child of God. And he starts with giving God praise because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. That means every Christian has the blessings of mercy and forgiveness and peace and joy and hope and love in them. Sadly, they don't all live like it, but that's a different sermon. Paul writes, "For God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world." God was in love with mankind before he ever made them, before he even started creation, before he spoke, "Let there be light." God already knew who you would be, and he was already in love with you. And he chose you. He chose you to be born. God knew who you would be. God knew the time of your birth, and God decided yes to you. He chose you before you were born. He chose you to be holy and blameless in his sight. For that to be true, he had to deal with sin, and so he sent Jesus as payment. And in doing that, he made a way for you to be holy, which means to be set apart for God's purpose, and blameless before him. Blameless means we aren't at fault for the mess in our lives or the mess in the world, for the things we did before we knew Christ. In fact, beyond just that, God desires to turn things around for you. Isaiah tells us that God desires to give you a crown of beauty for your pile of ashes, to give you a joyous blessing instead of mourning, to give you festive praise instead of despair. In love, God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, which means because God loves you, he already decided yes to adopt you into his family before you even asked, before you were even you. God already had the answer, yes. God turns no one away. How freeing is that to know that your Creator, the Creator of the universe, knows you, loves you, and is delighted to have you in his family. Being a child of God means exactly that. God is our Heavenly Father, who lavishes us with love. 1 John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God," and that is what we are. James 1:17 says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts shifting shadows." I think the biggest difference between someone like me, a follower of Jesus, and somebody who is lost in this world is simply a matter of knowledge. I know that I am a child of God. And the lost and lonely person who's looking for love doesn't know about God's invitation into the family. They don't know how near God is to them. They don't know that God desires to adopt them and to make them holy and blameless. And because they don't know, they live like they don't know. But God loves the lost and the lonely as much as he loves the devout follower. Remember, Jesus, who's the tangible expression of God's love, searches for the lost sheep and rejoices when he is found. Paul writes in Romans 10, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them?" My friends, how will they know unless we tell them? Being a child of God is the most amazing position to have. We have the love of the Father poured on us. We have help in every situation. And we have freedom from ourselves and hope for a good future. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We should want to share this good news. In Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. I love the word lavish. It means extravagant, over the top, excessive. The Father excessively pours out his grace upon us. He's over the top with his love for us. Grace is God's unmerited favor, which means you're the apple of his eye. He cares so much about you. It isn't about earning it. You can't earn it. It's simply about who you are and who God is. And he's in love with you, madly in love with you. Lavish is a beautiful word. God's love is poured out lavishly upon us. His grace is extravagant. What amazing things that we should want to share. So in the end, we're faced with a few questions. Do you know who your Father is? Do you know he loves you lavishly? Do you know he desires to make you holy and blameless? And if you know these things, do you live in such a way as to make it known? Today may there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be confident knowing you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us.